Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you from last week's game yet, so let's talk a little bit about that one.
I think I'm still a little soaked from the rain there. No, it was a wet game. It rained pretty good all second half, and part of the second quarter through the half. So it was pretty wet. Pretty wet.
How did you assess your team and the way you played?
Honestly, not real well. We didn't play real well. Truckee did. I mean, they played well, but you know, you watch film and things, and you know, we're not coming off the ball. We're not dry blocking people. You know, we're more position blocking. You know, we're not using technique that's being taught. Defensively, we're doing some things. You know, Gabe Richards got really sick at halftime, you know, and he wasn't feeling good, but still, you know, we just weren't doing things the way we're being taught. So, you know, they put it to us. You know, we can play. I mean, they can play better than that. They really can. But they have to do what's taught. So
now this week, game against Dayton. I've followed this rivalry for about 20 years and five different coaches on the Dayton side and four on the Fernley side. So it's changed a lot through the years. How would you describe what the rivalry is like right now?
You know, I don't know. I think, to me, it's just kind of like another game. It's one that you sure in the heck don't want to lose. That's for dang sure, because it is Lyon County. But, you know, to me, it's kind of more of a game. I think the big rivalry is over there with Fallon, I think, more than it is Dayton, to be honest with you. But, I mean, they are in our county, so, you know, you sure in the heck don't want to lose that. You want to make sure that you win your county games, that's for sure.
Yeah, you guys used to, before you came, they used to play for a trophy, and then that kind of got discontinued. They played for the Golden Pick for several years.
Yeah, that was before I got here, so I have no idea whatever happened with that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're part of the reason the rivalry's maybe not so intense the last few years is that they've been struggling. So how do they look to you this year?
Well, it's first year of coach. You know, he's trying to instill a few things and everything like that. You know, they look like they're improved, you know, over last year. I think their numbers are better and that kind of stuff. You know, it's a different type of offense, you know. There are pros and cons to it. You know, it's one where, you know, if you slip or something like that, they could get a quick score on you. Or, you know, if you just get a missed coverage, you know, they can get a quick score on you. But it's also one, too, where if you don't get a first down, you can be three and out in a hurry and not use up a whole lot of clock. So, you know, there's some give and take to what they're doing. So,
are they running a lot of the same things? Coach Squires came from Fallon, obviously. Yeah. Are they running a lot of things that he brought from there?
Yeah, I think they were, especially at the beginning. Now he's kind of gotten into some other stuff, too. Like he's got a three-back set that he's getting into, kind of an eyebone-looking thing, and, you know, trying to run some of that, too. You know, he also has his pistol look and his shotgun look. So, you know, you can definitely see the Fallon influence in there. You know, but yeah, I'm sure he's trying to find something that they can have some success with. And, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job. I mean, he's got, like I said, just the fact of getting more bodies out, you know, is a huge first step. And I think he's done that. I think he's done well there.
They've used a couple different kids at quarterback. You know, do they do different things depending on who's in the game? Or
no, not really. I mean, at least the games that we've seen, maybe they do. You know, it's kind of hard to tell which quarterback is in and, you know, which one's out. But I don't know if he's switching them around a little bit. But they seem to be doing their same things that they're doing.
What type of defense do they play?
They play an even front. Now they may jump into something completely different with us, but they basically are playing a 4-2. You know, they walk those outside backers up a lot. It looks sometimes like a 6-2, but you know, they're playing a 40 front.
Do they blitz a lot? Do they play gap control or what?
I believe it's gap control. You know, I'm pretty sure it is gap control. But as far as blitzing, I don't see a whole lot out of the inside backers. But
The outside backers, like I said, are up on the line and they come across. So those outside guys are coming quite a bit. So
for you guys, not just a game this week, but it's kind of your last tune-up before you go into the playoff game too. So, you know, do you guys use this game as a chance to try some things out, or do you kind of hold things back in reserve for when you get in the playoffs, or, you know, how do you approach that part?
I think we, you know, we get in there and we just get working on our what we do, you know, I mean, and just get better at it, you know. I mean, we didn't have a lot of success with the Truckee, you know. We just, like I said, we didn't dry block very well, you know, so it's kind of hard to get anything. I don't care what you run, you know, if you don't block them up front, win the battle up front, you're not going to win. And we didn't win the battle up front. So I think we just get back to that, trying to instill that, you know, win the battle at the line of scrimmage, and then we can take off from there. Mm-hmm. So
is it important to gain a little bit of confidence this week?
And... Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it is every week. Even if you're winning, you know, you want to keep going. You know, I think you get more confident every time you play and every time you win. So, you know, and that's even guys that have winning records, you know. Their confidence builds week to week. So, but yeah, definitely, you know, to get a little more confident in what we're doing and confident in our abilities and things like that.
This will be your ninth game. Have you seen areas where you've either improved a lot or not improved as much as you would have liked to over the last 2 months?
Well, our line play. I'll be honest with you, I'm disappointed with our line play. It's not the fact that they don't know their assignments. I think, actually, assignment-wise, we're pretty good. But, you know, it's execution. It's doing our assignments that I'm disappointed in. And we just don't seem to be doing our assignments. They can tell you who to block, but we're just not doing our assignments. You know, we're not finishing blocks. We get to them, and our feet stop, and we just kind of lean on them instead of trying to dig them out of there. And so I'm disappointed in that, you know, because I think line play is what gives you wins and losses, you know.
Have you seen some growth and improvement out of some of your younger guys, your first-time varsity players?
Yeah, there's a couple of them that got dinged up right now, though, like Jordan Presley. He's come around really well. You know, he might be arguably one of our better running backs right now. But like I said, he just got dinged up against Truckee, so he won't be playing in this game. But, yeah, Jordan really has come on here these last few days. So it was good to see that with him. You know, got some other younger kids coming up. Russ Ortiz has had a good year, blocking, catching the ball, you know, defensively right now. I mean, he could be maybe one of our better defensive linemen right now. And he's, you know, about 175, 180 pounds, not very big, but he does a very good job about, you know, what we want him to do as defensive end. Now, he kind of met his match last weekend with the big tackle from Truckee that they had, but, you know, I mean, throughout the season, Russ has been very steady. So, you know, it was good to see that with him.
How has Zach Burns progressed at quarterback?
You know, he's smart. He's put people in the right positions. You know, he makes the right calls and things, but, you know, if we sometimes, though, you know, a lot of people, when we talk about option football, you know, a lot of people don't really know what goes in and out about option football. And where option football starts to break down is when you got the people that you have accounted for in the blocking schemes aren't getting blocked, and they are no longer accounted for, you know, and they're coming free and making plays. That's where it breaks down. And, you know, there's nothing really Zach can do about that. That's more or less up front. So,
yeah, if you're taking care of three or four guys and he's supposed to be reading the guys that are unaccounted for,
mm-hmm.
he's got too many unaccounted for guys to look at. Is that what he's seeing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, if he's responsible for these two guys out here, but now he's got a third and fourth guy that he has to worry about, you know, that's not his problem. That's not doing our jobs blocking.
Defensively, have you guys been pretty solid, you feel, or?
Same thing up front. I think, you know, we got to do a better job up front about maintaining our stuff. Right now, what we're battling right now, and it didn't seem to be that big of a problem at the beginning of the year, but right now we're working on over-penetrating. You know, we're a team that likes to get into our gap and play at the heel line. And I mean, when I mean the heel line, I mean the offensive heel line. But we're not doing that right now. We shoot gaps and get upfield, you know, try to make a big play, and then we get burnt, you know, or sometimes we're getting driven off the ball.
You guys want your inside guys to spill the play toward the sideline?
Well, yeah, basically. And basically what we do is we try to build like a fence, right? Everybody has a gap. Everybody gets a heel depth. Everybody maintains their gap, right? And we try to build a fence with our down linemen and our inside backers. And if you have a gap in your fence, then you're opening up a gap in the fence. So, you know, that's what we need to work on too. So
this game Friday night, just how do you feel about going in, and you feel pretty good about your chances?
Yeah, you know, the one thing I think about this year is how strong our league really is this year. I mean, there's not a, even the teams that are at the lower part aren't that bad. You know, they really aren't. I mean, they're not bad at all. I mean, if this team, maybe a couple years ago, we probably would have finished first, second, or third. But this is a tough league right now, you know, and that was the one thing I expressed to him at the end, or at the beginning of the year, is, you know, I knew that we had athletes, you know, we had what we needed to do, but my question was, are we tough enough? And, you know, I'm waiting for these guys to step up and prove how tough they are. So
this is the time to do it right now.
Yes it is.
So, well, good luck Friday night. Thanks for taking a few minutes again.
Oh, no problem.